Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So please tell us your topical insight today.
You know, finding seed capital in South Carolina is pretty hard, isn't it?
Well, this is something that you and I have talked about, seems like forever, about finding funding in our state for startups. It's gotten better, certainly, over the past 10 years.
Yeah, but the earliest stage, I mean, seed capital is still pretty hard. We don't really have a culture here of people that have made a lot of money that way, and so it's hard. I mean, it's maybe better than it was, but not like it is in other places. But something I've gotten interested in, done some research in recently, is crowdfunding. You know, I think it's interesting and something that more people should be taking a look at. And how this got started was a question of, you know, can we crowdfund electric vehicle innovations? You know, we have iCar here in Greenville. And so even if the vehicles themselves couldn't be crowdfunded, maybe enough money to, you know, get the design up and running, or maybe funding of some of the support infrastructure like software. I saw something recently of a kind of a battery swapping company. And there's two basic kinds of crowdfunding. And one is where you're basically pre-selling a product at a discount, or you're providing some kind of premium for people to buy early. Two most prominent platforms there are Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Not only is this a way to raise money, but it's also a way to demonstrate early demand. But there's also another kind of crowdfunding that's interesting, and that's equity crowdfunding, where you're actually selling a security. That's really been enabled by legislation. The Jobs Act a few years ago made that possible. Prior to that, you had to have a pre-existing relationship with anybody you were trying to get invested in your company. But this new law and a regulation crowdfunder, which was issued around the law, actually gives you the opportunity to promote your company more publicly than you've been able to do in the past. And I think one of the real values of using some of these platforms, the two most prominent when it comes to equity crowdfunding, is WeFunder and SeedInvest, although there are many others, is these platforms are set up for that kind of solicitation. So if you're pre-selling a product, that's something that's not regulated. But if you're selling a security now, that's something that's regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And, you know, founders need to be really careful and have good legal counsel and make sure they understand and follow all the securities laws and regulations, because we don't want anybody to end up in jail, do we?
We certainly don't. So do you see this as the answer then for our state's seed capital needs?
Hey, how about it maybe a answer about that? So I think it's something that people might not have looked at before. You can raise up to $1,070,000 using this securities crowdfunding platform. They do collect a fee for making it available. WeFunder 7.5% of the funds you raise. And that sounds a little steep, but then if they can make it easy for you to raise the money and keep you out of trouble, it's probably a good investment. And sometimes people sell equity. They sell common stock or preferred stock in these kinds of offerings. And other times, people are selling something called a revenue royalty note. And there, you're not actually selling an interest in your company. What you're saying is, you know, if we generate revenue in the future, we'll pay you a percentage of that. A little bit like, you know, when a university licenses their IP, that's how they make money. Oftentimes, these revenue royalty notes, you know, once you get twice your money back or three times your money back, the contract expires. And from an investor perspective, one of the advantages is you might get paid back a whole lot earlier before the company's doing cash flow or before it's sold. With equity, you might have a bigger multiple return on your investment, but it could be years and years before you see it. And, you know, when you have a royalty, maybe the return's not as big, but the risk isn't as big as either, because you're getting your money back much quicker. So all in all, I think it's something that, you know, entrepreneurs in South Carolina should take a hard look at, whether it's the more product-oriented kind of crowdfunding or the more equity-oriented kind of crowdfunding that's out there.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.